Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of the future of Islam. We're still critiquing the teaching of Professor John Esposito, which he gave in a lecture at the University of Kentucky, which he titled The Future of Islam. And as we have seen so far, he does not have any problem with Islam. As a matter of fact, if he will have some problem, it will be with Christians and those who do not see Islam the same way as he does. The problem with Professor Esposito is that he is telling us, as we have seen in our last program, that the people of the West do not know Islam, and he thinks that he knows Islam the right way, and he wants us to know Islam and see Islam with his eyes. That is, there is nothing to worry about Islam, and Muslims will have a great future here in the West. Some of the things which Professor Esposito is sharing with his audience is 100% true, as we have seen in our last program. For example, our diplomats, our military, and our media here in the West do not know hardly anything about Islam. And he will continue to emphasize on that in this broadcast. So I want you to listen carefully to how he sees the educated people in the West and how much they know about Muslims and Islam. Without further ado, here he is, Professor John Esposito.
Tom Brokaw, who used to do the Today Show during the taking of the American hostages, began one morning saying, before I give my report, let me tell you that there's a religion called Islam, it has a book called the Quran, and a prophet called Muhammad. That's pretty amazing in a country that saw itself as having a cosmopolitan global worldview and an educational system. Most of us, if we went to any country in the world and you were talking to an educated class and they never heard of Jesus or Moses or the Bible, you'd be saying, on what planet are you? Now, if it were an esoteric religion like Jainism that for many people in those days had never heard of, that might be understandable. But to be dealing with what even then was the second largest of the world's religions.
Here we go, America. Exactly as I told you earlier. The famous Tom Brokaw, who is maybe watched by millions of the American people, is getting a great opportunity to educate the American people about Islam. So how much does he know about Islam? It's very simple. There is a religion out there called Islam, and those people have a book they believe in, which is called the Quran, and their prophet's name is Muhammad. Hooray, hooray! We're learning so much from the media of America. Now, how much do you think Tom knows about Islam? Have you ever bothered to study the words of Allah, that God whom the Muslim worship, in the Quran? Have you ever bothered to read a book or two about Muhammad and learn the truth about that man whom he called a prophet? My friends, this problem was there 40, 50 years ago, and it is here today, and it will always be here tomorrow, because that's how America will be destroyed. Because now we're teaching our children in our public schools the same three sentences. Allah is God. Muhammad is a prophet, Islam is a religion from heaven, as it is in the case of Judaism and Christianity. You know why we're teaching that? Because we are ignorant of Islam, and because we gave our children to the Muslims to educate them however they wish. Now, do you think the textbook will ever tell the truth about Allah to be Satan, Muhammad to be a sinful, wicked, evil man who claimed to be a prophet, and Islam is a savage cult which should never be allowed, not only in America, but anywhere around the world? Of course not, because if you say that, then you are an Islamophobe, then you are teaching hate, then we need to get rid of you so we can allow the Muslims to take over America, because that is the future of the Muslim in America. This is a problem, America. We know nothing about Allah, Muhammad, or Islam. That's why we have the Muslims right now working in the leadership in this country. Under Joe Biden, we have more radical Muslims who hate Israel, and for sure they hate America. You see, You have to understand, if Muslims in America hate Israel that much, that means they hate America at least 10 times more. Why? Because Israel for the Muslims is a small devil, but America for the Muslims is a great Satan. You think about that, my dear friends. Professor Esposito sees this to be a big problem, that we are the most educated people in planet Earth, and we do not know Islam. We do not know Allah. We do not know Muhammad. How can we call ourselves educated people and we do not know Islam? Now, will you tell us, Professor Esposito, what do you know of Allah? Do you really believe Allah is God? Do you really believe that Jesus is Allah and the Holy Spirit is Allah? You see, I already confused the smart, educated man. Because if he said, yes, Allah is God, that means he have to believe that the God we Christian worship, Jesus Christ, is Allah. And no Muslim will ever believe in that. Now let's talk about Muhammad. Hello, Professor Esposito. Do you really believe that Muhammad was a child molester, a sex offender, a prophet pretender, a womanizer, an adulterer, a thief, a thug, a terrorist, an evil, wicked man? Oh, you don't believe in that? Well, then you need to know Muhammad, Professor Esposito, because guess what? We got all this information from the Quran, Allah's words, and from the Sunnah of Muhammad. That's exactly what Muhammad did when he was living in this world. How about the Quran? Professor Esposito, can I read to you some of the verses of the Quran to show you that Islam is really a savage cult? Are you interested to learn about the Quran, Professor Esposito? You see, my friends, the problem we have for John Esposito is we do not know what he wants us to know about Islam. He wants us to believe that the Quran is the word of Allah, the word of God. He wants us to believe that Muhammad is a great noble example, a prophet of peace and love. He is the final messenger of Allah, God. And he wants us to believe that the Quran is a loving and a peaceful book. And we all ought to believe in it without reading it. Because trust me, if you read it as a Muslim, you will leave Islam. Yes, Professor Esposito is right. When it comes to Islam, the American people are ignorant. But he's wrong, because what he wants us to know about Islam, Allah, Muhammad, the Quran, is the opposite of what the reality is concerning who Allah is and who Muhammad was and what Islam is all about. Well, let's move on a little bit more with the propagandist, Professor John Esposito, as he will show us again and again that we are lacking knowledge and we need to be educated about Islam.
Barry Serafin, who used to be at the gate every morning to get from Miriam, the spokesperson for the Iranian students who are holding the hostages, she would begin with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of God, the merciful and compassionate. That's the way Muslims begin, pious Muslims, a speech, a presentation, a letter, etc., anything important in life. And then usually there's a little quote from the Quran. Barry, after a while, getting frustrated every day, in effect said, without using quite these words, I've got 5 minutes for this report. I want to know how they are. Could you cut out the first part? You know? I mean, you know, it'd be like, I don't know what, you know, visiting the Pope or going to something that the Pope does or somebody like him. He begins with a little prayer and somebody says, can we just get this going? You know, we only have a half hour for this program.
Now, here we see, my friends, the influence of the Muslim professors who taught Professor John Esposito's Islam. Yes, the statement, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the merciful, is used by all Muslims. But how much truth does Professor Esposito know about the statement? Does he know that that statement is repeated in the Quran 114 times, twice in chapter 1? Now, does Professor Esposito know that that statement has been abrogated in the final word of Allah in Quran chapter 9? Which means there is no reason for Muslims to use that statement anymore. In all the years of my education in Egypt, I read and I saw these words written in my classrooms. But the Muslims of Egypt, as much as Professor John Esposito, both are ignorant of the fact that Allah is no longer merciful. Does Professor Esposito know that the word Rahman and the word Rahim are actually Hebrew words which have the same meaning. That's why it is ridiculous to read my translation of the Quran and you read the statement, "In the name of Allah, the Merciful, the Merciful." But for Professor Esposito, he read it, "In the name of Allah, the Merciful, the Compassionate." Whoa. Why did he use two different words for the same Hebrew words, Rahman or Rahim? It's because that's what he was taught. He is repeating what he learned from the professional Muslim scholars.
Have you always wanted to read exactly what the Quran teaches, but didn't know which translation you could trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After years of careful translation, with assistance from scholars around the globe, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry is pleased to offer the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever produced. This study Quran is packed with valuable resources such as detailed study notes for the reader, comments and references regarding the many errors and contradictions in the Quran, careful comparisons with biblical accounts borrowed and corrupted by Muhammad, information regarding the original sources that Muhammad adopted, highlights of non-Arabic words and idioms within the text of the Quran, a detailed table of biblical prophecies about Jesus, and a clear presentation of the evidence for the Bible with a powerful gospel invitation. This modern English translation will equip you with the knowledge you need to reach those lost in the darkness of Islam. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. The Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. Please contact us at 941-223-1703. And now, back to our show.
Professor John Esposito is telling us about that gentleman by the name Barry Serafin, and he's telling us that he wants to skip that part. Allah himself, sir, skipped that part in his final words, Quran chapter 9, because Allah is no longer merciful. So it's okay to skip that propaganda statement. As a matter of fact, even the prayer which they read, do you know what they're reading from the Quran, sir? It's called Al-Fatiha, which goes like this: in the name of Allah, the Merciful, the Merciful, the praise be to Allah, the Lord of the world, the Merciful, the Merciful, the owner of the day of judgment. To you we serve and to you we seek assistance. Guide us to the straight way, which is Islam, the way of those whom you have graced, the Muslims, not the way of those whom your wrath is against, that is obviously the Jews, nor the lost ones, the Christians. So here we go, Professor Esposito. You don't want to skip that section? Shame on you calling yourself a Catholic. As a good Catholic, you should allow that gentleman to get his request and skip the reading of Quran chapter 1. Because Quran chapter 1 is an insult to every Jew, an insult to every Christian. Unless you really believe that the wrath of Allah is against the Jews and all Christians are lost, and they must spend eternity in hell. But what can you say, my friends? The ignorant Professor Esposito is protecting the Muslims and Islam and defending the Muslims and Islam without having a clue that he is being used as a useful idiot. What else would Professor Esposito like to share with us? Listen carefully to the following statement.
But also think of the implications there. Jimmy Carter as president, the day that Jimmy Carter was responding to the Iranian parliament, which said that if America repents of what it's done to Iran, meaning our foreign policy, you know, et cetera, our restoration of a Shah who had been kicked out of the country and then was brought back on a CIA plane. That was a time when not only did the head of the CIA, who was the brother of the Secretary of State, and General Schwarzkopf, some of you remember him from the first, his father was a general. And that's why General Schwarzkopf was raised in Iran for a while. We brought him back. Well, four of us were asked to brief the Secretary of State, National Security Council, etc. And during our briefing, four of us that day said a couple of memorable things. Number one, we pointed out that in Islam, repentance doesn't mean confessing your faults publicly. You know, that kind of guilt. In my tradition, we call Catholic guilt, you know. That what it means is, sin is when you depart from the straight path of Islam. Repentance is when you get back to the straight path. So you stop doing what's wrong, you do what's right. Think, just hold that in your mind for a second.
Here we go, my friends. We see Professor Esposito and his great role to teach our intelligence agencies about Islam. Boy, oh boy, why was there not any true Christian who have true knowledge about Islam to educate our leaders about Islam instead of Professor Esposito brainwashing them with his propaganda? But he said some truth here. Repentance in Islam does not mean you confess your sin. Sin is to depart from the straight way of Islam, and repentance is to come back to Islam. And you know where is the source for this information? It's Quran chapter 9 and verse 5, the verse of the sword, where there we read, "So when the forbidden months are past, so kill the polytheists wherever you find them, and take them as captives, and besiege them, and lay wait for them with every kind of ambush." Listen carefully. "So if they repent, that is, convert to Islam, and perform the prayers, and bring the legal alms, so leave their way free, surely Allah is forgiving, merciful." Allah, in the Quran, is giving the people of the world the three options. Number one, to be killed by the hand of the Muslim believers. Number two is to be taken as captives and slaves. Number three is to repent, to convert to Islam. This is the source of the knowledge of Professor Esposito. But that's not what he taught our intelligence. That's not what he's teaching the students in this lecture, because that will not make the Muslims who pay him the big bucks very happy. So in simple words, the Iranians were asking us during Jimmy Carter's administration to repent, not to stop what we're doing in our political arena, which is not pleasing to them, but to convert to Islam. And I'm not kidding you. This is the reality of every Muslim believer. The ones who pay Professor John Esposito the millions of dollars, and the ones in Iran, the Shiite Muslims, they all believe in the same thing. Unless America converts to Islam, prays the 5 daily prayers, gives the legal alms, unless we do that, we will always be in war with the Muslims, Sunni of Saudi Arabia or Shiite of Iran, for they both have the same beliefs. But with the help of Professor Esposito, we can have a different story, as Muslims will have a great future here in America. What about the second influence of Professor Esposito? Listen carefully.
The other was, I talked about the influence of Ayatollah Khomeini and the influence on youth of a man named Ali Shariati, who was Iranian. His father was a religious leader, but Shariati had a PhD from the Sorbonne and was very much into interpreting Shia Islam in terms of issues of social justice, changing an authoritarian ruler, therefore, you know, etc. So one of the fellows from the State Department, and not everybody at State was like that, but this guy was fairly seasoned. He pointed out that he had served in the Middle East for 25 years. He said, "We have to get Ali Shariati. We have to find him. Tell us where we can get him." So I kept avoiding the question for a while, and he finally said with great frustration, "Professor, I'm asking you, where is he? Where can we find him?" I said, "Well, he's in a cemetery. He's been dead for 8 years. Now, here we were dealing with this crisis, and it showed you how unprepared we were in terms of our experts, because in the old days, in education, Islam was not being taught, nor Hinduism or Buddhism in most colleges or universities, so most educated people didn't deal with it.
Yes, indeed, my friends. Ayatollah Khomeini has influenced some of the Muslims of Iran. And Ali was a very educated Muslim man in Iran, especially when you come to the subject of social justice. Our State Department were looking for Ali because he's going to help us to bring democracy in Iran. You know how stupid that is? In Islam, there is no social justice. And when you hear the urgent need of the State Department to fix the crisis we're facing in Iran and how we're not equipped and how we're not prepared because we never study Islam and we never use the expertise, Professor John Esposito, to educate our people about Islam. This is nothing but stupidity. We're going to use the Muslims to help us to save the Muslim world. What social justice? Have you ever studied the Quran and know that in Islam there is no social justice even among Muslims themselves? A Muslim man is not equal to a Muslim woman or a Muslim slave. But because somebody claims that he is a moderate Muslim and he believes in social justice, we need him right now. The man is dead. So is his Muhammad is dead. And there is no social justice in Islam. And when you listen to this propagandist, if it is Mr. Ali from Iran, the dead man, or Professor John Esposito, who's still alive in America, both of them are ignorant of Islam, or both of them are deceivers to deceive us in the West about the topic of Islam. Yes, we are desperate and unprepared, and we need somebody to help us to understand Islam, and that someone will never be neither Ali nor Professor John Esposito, but the someone is God Almighty, who has already given us our brains. If we just read the book, the Quran, if we just study about Muhammad, the self-proclaimed prophet of Islam, if we understand how savage the cult of Islam is, maybe then we can figure out how we can really prepare to face the reality of the problem which we are facing here in America concerning the Muslims and Islam. Otherwise, we will be destroyed for our lack of knowledge. And to continue our study of the future of Islam, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.